Hello everybody, I just wanted to jump in today and do a video about George Floyd death, because there's a lot of things about this whole thing that are bothering me. This incident sparked riots all over the US, sparked mass protests, sparked mass violence and arson and looting, and there's so many controversies about this death that really bother me. But I had to bring in a few videos and a few screenshots to show you stuff. There's one at the end that sealed the deal for me, okay? And it was right in front of my eyes the whole time and I didn't see it. And I was just like, I don't know, really, it's really confusing. So first off, you have this man who was arrested, apparently by one cop. Took him out of his truck and cuffed him, okay? Then they came out with another video showing two cops arresting him. A total different video, okay? But what I wanted to show you was the video of the man who, making note of timestamps on the videos. There's three different days on the videos that are supposed to be from the same day, okay? And there's three different timestamps. Watch this video.
Now, red flag number three is the fact that each of these videos that have timestamps included are all off. This restaurant surveillance footage carries the date of May 25th, 2020, starting at 8. And then this body camera footage has the date of May 26th, 2020. Starting at the time of 1:12. And then this video has a date of May 25th, 2020. But the timestamp says 8:18, which will make this incident occurring prior to George being removed from the Mercedes SUV.
Okay. So now you can clearly see that they're making other videos about this, and really, I don't know. I've seen the interviews with his family, and I hope you watch the two videos. I'm going to leave the links below for the two other videos from these gentlemen. One's Meg, and the other, I can't remember his name offhand, but I'm going to leave both of them below. These were really well done videos. These were very precise videos showing the inconsistencies of this whole situation. Okay. Another video I wanted to show you was, they say that there was a bunch of people filming when the cop had his knee on that guy's neck, okay? I think CNN was a claim that some little girl stopped and videotaped the whole thing, which is bullshit, and I'm going to show you that right now. Have a look.
Circulated video, three officers at Floyd pinned on...
All right, there go the circulated video. Where's the people that was on this side taking the video that's showing everybody now? That only can show his head and his shoulder and the police kneel on him. Where is the people? I already told you it's a hoax. You think they can put it together to fool people with brain? Come on. Come on, people. Remember what shot you get from the so-called camera where they show you all those footage on every news station. What did it look like? Where the
street
camera
toward a police car.
From?
In the distance, you can
Pay
see
attention,
Floyd
people.
Fall.
Pay
in
attention.
This newly...
If the four of them is right here, remember, his head gonna be right there, and they're gonna be kneeling on his neck. But where is the people that was taking the footage from over at the corner?
Circulated
right
video.
Nobody there. There you go. Nobody over here taking the fucking footage. Where was all that people that said, come off his neck, check if he got a pulse. Oh, he dying, his nose bleeding. Where is the people now? I told you it's a hoax. Where is the people that was there touting the police officers to get off him? Where they at? Where is the ones that take the video? Come on.
Sir, Floyd pinned on the ground.
There you go. Nobody there, people. Nobody.
Okay. So you cannot see a bunch of people standing there asking the cops to get their knee off his neck and leave him be or whatever. There's no one there. Okay. A little girl and her mom walked by, but they did not film anything. They just walked by. So there was no magic videos. The videos you're seeing were made by police, okay? So that's another problem I have. The fact that his own family, his own cousins, and his own best friend cannot cry a fucking tear for this guy's death. Okay, if you watch the other videos, I believe it's Mag that shows you the interviews with the family, and they're acting like, but there's not a fucking tear. Even his best friend, who was his, I don't know, a coach or a player that he played with or whatever, but he put his head down and he started bawling and talking like, you know, and then he put his head up and there was no tear.
That he was going to come up to Minnesota from Texas. What were some of your thoughts?
I was happy for him. I was excited.
Right. It's gone.
People tell me not to get angry. It's hard not to get angry. It's hard. It's hard not to get angry.
You think he gonna cry, people? I told you it's a hoax. Just pay attention to the characters that they put on to brainwash you in this psyop. You think he crying? All right.
People tell me not to get angry. It's hard not to get angry. Mm-hmm. It's hard. It's hard not to get angry.
Mm-hmm.
Because I get the same anger. No, I get the same anger. When I see somebody homeless on the street, and I can't do nothing to help them. So.
Bullshit. It's bullshit. Never even cry a lick of tears.
There wasn't that. Not, and nothing there. This has all been faked. Okay? This has all been manipulated. And now we have another video I want to show you. Sent to me by a friend on Facebook. And this shows basically that there's no obituary for this guy, okay? And for someone whose death sparked riots all over the U.S., and you know, he was so loved and so cared about, all these organizations like Black Lives Matter and all them didn't so much as make a fucking obituary for this guy, okay? Have a look.
Along with Pink Floyd concert. If this is true, they planned it really well, and it's hidden really deep. Because when you look up George Floyd for the cemetery that is being listed in 2017, you get a guy from that was born in 1919, all the wrong people. So yeah, this is buried very, very deep if it is true.
Okay, now I got a screenshot from a lawyer who wrote into Facebook. The name is on there, but you know, I kind of disregarded it at the time simply because there was no way to really prove what he was saying at the time. But I'm going to show you this now, and I want you to read. I'm just going to leave it silent and let you read the letter. But basically, this letter states that this man was his lawyer, and he died 2 years ago in Texas, okay? He's from Minneapolis, but he died in Texas, okay? Two plus years ago. So, and the only obituaries you can find are from some guy, George Floyd, who from Minneapolis, who died 2-3 years ago, okay? That really kind of blew my mind in the sense that is hokey, okay, very, very hokey. And now I want you to see a picture that clinched it for me, because it was right in front of my eyes the whole time and I didn't even see it, you know, because I'm seeing so many videos and so many articles about this guy's death that you really, it really takes away from, as if we only had one video to view about this. But I want you to look at this picture, okay? It shows both George Floyds, the one being arrested out of his truck and led over to the sidewalk. He's got hair, okay? But if you look at the one down on the ground who's got a knee of a cop on his neck, he's got no hair. Did they take him to the barber to have his hair shaved before they fucking killed him or what? Like, I don't understand what's going on here. And a lot of the videos that the mainstream media and police are putting out are blurry, so you really can't see much. And the one guy did make note of that in his video. So there's all these inconsistencies about this guy who apparently died. And I'm not sitting here saying he didn't. I'm saying he probably died 2-3 years ago in Texas. But it's just very, very fishy. And I just wanted to bring these issues up simply because these are all things that are being overlooked. And they're here and they're there. And so, but unless you've seen them all and put them all together, you don't really get the whole picture, okay? So I want to know if this guy died in Minneapolis under the knee of a cop, or did he die in fucking Texas a couple of years ago, okay? And if that's not George Floyd on the ground with a knee on his neck, who is it? Could it be his twin brother? Yes, he has a twin brother, who looks pretty much the same, but obviously some differences, because the one's got hair and the one doesn't, okay? This is what I'm wondering. Was that guy on the ground his brother? And you could clearly see when they took away the body, okay? Two state police came in an ambulance and removed that body. Why? Why were paramedics not removing the body? And why were no tests being done to see if he was alive? Or, and they just rolled him over, threw him on a stretcher, and threw him in the ambulance, okay? And then now people are saying that his head was moving on the stretcher. Well, that could be just from the movement of the stretcher, because they didn't strap his head down. So I'm not buying into that one. But two state cops, they were not paramedics. These were cops who put his body on a stretcher and drove it away in the ambulance. I find that very fishy too. Watch this.
And here's another question. Why are paramedics that arrived on the scene wearing bulletproof vests and dressed as if they are police officers carrying weapons? Is that normal? This portion of the video proves that the police heavily edited out the audio.
Okay, so I'm trying to show you all the different things about this death that bother me. And again, it's just, this is so serious because it sparked violence and riots and bad feelings all across America. Okay, it's heated up racism, it's heated up hatred of one another over this one death that might not even be. It could be a hoax, it could be a false flag, and I said that from the start, that I thought it was, and truthfully I still think it is. But, and it's no different from the Orlando shooting or some of the school shootings they had, that we had proof that they were set up. Okay, so this death really bothers me because of all these different things that I just showed you. And I want you to seriously consider them, because what's happening in the States is coming to Canada next, okay? And why they're protesting for George Floyd in Canada, I don't know. He's not from Canada. But they're using it as a reason to riot and pillage and loot, okay? Now, Black Lives Matter has gotten over $250 million in donations. And I somehow think that's what it was all about to begin with, was to suck more money and get more money flowing for the liberal agendas, okay? I don't see the race problem everyone's talking about, not in my country. We do have a couple of people, we have a couple of groups, Aryan Brotherhoods and stuff like that here too. But they're very non-prevalent. I never see them around town. I never see them with white power shirts on or doing rallies or anything like that. They're very quiet, which is kind of the way in Canada. You know, if you don't like people, you don't talk about them and you don't go near them. That's the basic rule of law. But everything that happened through this man's death, I had to note, and I've been saving stuff along the way because I had planned on doing a video about this. I just wanted to wait till I had that clincher. And that picture I got of the two George Floyds, one with hair and one without, that was the clincher for me, that this is a false flag, okay? So, if you want to call me conspiracy theorist, go ahead. I can't hear you. But I think there's a lot of fishy things going on right now, and this is one of them, okay? So anyway, I hope you enjoyed this video, or at least got something from this video. and, you know, this is probably the only one I will do about this unless more comes up, more info comes up. But, you know, take things for what you can see and make sure that you look everywhere before you make a decision, because you're not always getting the real story, and you know that with mainstream media. They lie every fucking day. Every time they say, it's 6 o'clock news, the only truth they're telling is that it's 6 o'clock. Other than that, no. You know, CNN, the real news. Yeah? Really? I don't think so. That's why you've been operating at a loss for 15 or 20 years, you stupid idiots. And the same with all the rest, MSNBC and CBC and CTV. They're all fluff networks, the corporate networks who are bought off by the government to lie to us and propagandize us. And if you can't see that, then you need to really look into things. But anyway, I'm going to sign off now. I want to thank all my subscribers, my new subscribers, and my viewers, and I hope you all have a great day. Chat soon.